In the meantime, however, I thought it would be fun to start with something very positive, and I just think very refreshing. When I first heard it, I thought, wow, this is really quite a departure from the usual fare. And this has to do with the actor Chris Pratt. I'm sure you remember him from the TV program Parks and Rec. If you saw that, I saw a few episodes, but I definitely remembered his character. And also some of the other movies that he's been in lately. I've been told he's the new It guy. And he was Kaylin, what was he accepting? It was an award at the MTV thing?
It was called the Generational Award.
Okay. And what is that for exactly? What did he do to get that award? Do you know?
I don't know, actually. Probably he's like the guy they chose to represent this
generation.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he got it because he's really cool.
Is that what it is?
He is the cool guy. Yeah. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy and Passengers, a couple recent movies.
I haven't seen either of them. I was probably praying my rosary, Kaylin, when you went to go see those movies. No, I don't know. I haven't seen the movies, but I do remember his character. And he was kind of a doofus, though, wasn't he, Cyrus, when he was on Parks and Rec?
He was a lovable doofus in Parks and Rec. And then Disney picked him up and gave him a $1 million diet. And all of a sudden, he was super cut, and he's in all of the Disney movies now.
I would settle for a $500,000 diet, personally. I mean, I don't even need $1 million to do that, but if they want to give me that, I would take it. So here he is. So he's at the MTV Awards, and he's accepting the award, Kaylin, the Generational Award. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't we listen to what he said to the folk in the audience?
You have a soul. Be careful with it. Be a humble influencer. Strength and intelligence can be weapons, and do not wield them against the weak. Doesn't matter what it is, earn it. A good deed? Reach out to someone in pain? Be of service? It feels good, and it's good for your soul. God is real. God loves you. God wants the best for you. Believe that. Learn to pray. It's easy, and it's so good for your soul. And finally, nobody is perfect. People are going to tell you you're perfect just the way you are. You're not. You are imperfect. You always will be. But there is a powerful force that designed you that way. And if you're willing to accept that, you will have grace. And grace is a gift. And like the freedom that we enjoy in this country, that grace was paid for with somebody else's blood. Do not forget it. Don't take it for granted.
And there it is. I personally think that's a great message. My sense is that Chris Pratt he's not going full bore with his beliefs as a Christian. I don't know exactly what denomination within Protestantism he is in. I presume it's probably non-denominational. But I like the fact, first of all, that he's introducing this message, which is so antithetical and so foreign to much of what, if not all of what you would see on MTV nowadays, at least. So I admire the fact that he's doing that. It reminds me a little bit of what St. Paul did in Athens when he was speaking to the Athenians. You read about this in the book of Acts, where he's speaking on what's called the Areopagus. This is Mars Hill, another word for it. And it was a place where they had many different shrines set up to different gods, temples, shrines, etc. You can just picture St. Paul walking down the street in this section of Athens, and he's observing all of these shrines to the false gods who are being worshipped by the various people of the day. And he gets to a point where there is a shrine that is dedicated to the unknown god. Like, we better stick him in there too, because just in case we've missed somebody, let's make sure we get the unknown god in there as well. So rather than beat them over the head and tell them you guys are terrible idolaters and you're worshiping false gods and calling down fire and brimstone, he doesn't do that at all. He does something that I think Chris Pratt might be trying to channel and doing so rather well, if you ask me. And that is, he begins by saying, "Men of Athens, I see that in every respect you are very religious. And I notice here there's a shrine to an unknown god. I'm here to tell you who that god is." And then he proceeds, after finding some common ground with them, he proceeds to discuss Jesus. Some of them scoff. They walk away. Some of them say, "Well, I'd like to listen to you another time." Some of them believed. And so, not that Chris Pratt is St. Paul, I'm not saying that, nor was his message crafted to be like what St. Paul said, but there is a similarity in that he's walking into this situation, a message that the jaded, you know, glitterati who are not thinking about things like this typically, if I had to guess, suddenly now he's introducing it to them in a way that's winsome and favorable. And of course, the fact that he's popular and well-known and a celebrity in his own right, that makes it even more compelling for an audience like that to listen to. And I wanted you to hear that. And we're going to get a link to that posted on the show Twitter feed. Kaylin, you have that audio or that. It's a YouTube video, isn't it?
I will post that. Uh-huh.
Thank you. And where will they find it?
At P Madrid Show.
On Twitter. Very good. Well, thank you. When we come back, we're going to take a quick time out right now. When we come back, we'll do some phone calls. I'm also going to talk about student debt. Do you have any student debt, any loans that you're struggling to pay off? I've got some info on that and some statistics that, about how you're not alone if you're suffering under the cruel load of a debt that you incurred by going to college. I'll give you an update on all of that. If you want to call me, my number is 888-914-9149. I'll be right back right after this.